You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. In the 1970s, farmers markets were considered an anachronism, something from the past that was dying. In 1971, there were only 340 farmers markets nationwide.
By 2004, that number had increased by more than tenfold. In 2014, there were more than 8,000 farmers markets nationally. Wisconsin is sixth in the country when you take into account the number of farmers markets, CSAs, farm-to-school programs, and food hubs per capita.
Our next guests have researched farmers markets and are with us to talk about what's behind the huge increase in farmers markets nationwide and why Wisconsin is leading that trend. Some research shows that the reasons people shop at farmers markets aren't just economic. People shop at their local farmers markets because it supports their values about community, sustainability, and personal relationships.
We want to know, why do you shop at farmers markets? Do you think they support your personal values? Why do you think there's been such an increase in the number of those markets? And why does Wisconsin come into the top 10 when it comes to local food consumption? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Sarah Rines joins us first. She's a Wisconsin native and a professor of management and organizations at the University of Iowa. She's behind research on why local food markets have increased so much in the United States in recent years. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica.
Well, why did you decide to study this big increase we're seeing in local food markets nationwide?
Okay. Well, first I'd like to mention that I'm not the only author of this study. I studied this with Ion Bodi Vasi from Romania, who's a professor in both the sociology department here and the Tippie College of Business, and two graduate students, Christina Lee and Jordan Nielsen. But it was Bodhi and I that first started talking about what we could study together. We're both trained interdisciplinarily, and we wanted to work together. And so part of it came out of our personal interests. We both have been very concerned about the environment. We have interests in the environmental movement. Bodhi studied wind production, solar production, fracking. And we also discovered that we both really loved the local farmers market here in Iowa City. And as you may know, Des Moines has a wonderful farmers market ranked in the top 10 in the country. And we also discovered that we both grew up in fairly rural areas around family farms. So both of my grandparents, sets of grandparents, were dairy farmers, one in Door County and one in Kewaunee County. But we have academic interests as well as personal interests, too. And the first one really is what you mentioned at the very beginning of this introduction, and that is we read this paper by Jane Pyle from Mankato State in 1971 saying that farmers markets were an anachronism. She said, any forward-looking person of the 1890s could have foreseen that the farmers market was doomed by a changing society. The railroads connected eastern population centers with distant open lands where favorable climate, cheap labor joined forces to stock the urban larder. And children, never knowing the taste of fresh peas, would not be tempted by a place that sold them.
So interesting to hear. You know, it sounds kind of laughable now, considering the farmers market boom. So what happened to turn the page on that?
Well, yeah, there are two other little puzzles that really sort of interested us. The second one was also mentioned early. The geographical distribution of farmers markets is very uneven. And one of the puzzles is that the states that are doing best per capita in terms of farmers markets and other measures of local food are mostly in the Northeast. Four of the top five are there. Or they're in the Midwest. You mentioned Wisconsin being sixth. Iowa has always been in the top 15. It's been dropping a little bit. And that's kind of curious. So the South, the Southeast, and even California are rated very low. And why is that? Because they have longer growing seasons than we do. They can have open-air markets more of the year than we can. So that's a puzzle to solve. And then the third puzzle was when you read any of the books about local farmers, organic farmers, foodies, Michael Pollan, The Almoner's Dilemma, Joel Salatin, Everything I Want to Do is Illegal, Forrest Pritchard. They describe their customers as being highly variable. It's a big tent movement. It's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's the elderly, it's babies coming with their parents, it's people on women's, infants, and children's coupons, it's wealthy foodies, it's And, you know, we're in a very divisive political society right now. So what is it about food that draws in almost everyone?
All right. That's so interesting. So not a niche movement. This is something that sounds like crisscrosses all different strata in the United States. So what did you find that's drawing all these people to that tent?
Well, we had some hypotheses about it. Our first big hypothesis was that even though a farmer's market is a market, we didn't think that we could explain the growth in this completely by the standard variables that you talk about in economics. So, for example, you typically mention price and quantity. Now, there may be some aspects of farmers' markets that traditional economics explains. For example, if fresh food tastes better, and most people think it does, the demand for it will rise and the price will rise. So there'll be more people and they'll be paying more. But we thought it went far beyond this, and we had two additional explanations that we proposed. One was that it might be what we call relational exchange. You're not just exchanging a product for money, but you're exchanging relationships, that people have a desire for face-to-face relationships, feeling of a sense of community, that farmers markets might be a remedy for social isolation, the highly individualistic nature of U.S. society. And so, you know, Robert Putnam, a political scientist, wrote Bowling Alone, and the sense of isolation that people have when the community's gone. Research on happiness from Positive Psychology shows that people who have a lot of social relationships are the happiest people. And recently, research on city landscaping and public spaces has shown the importance of green space or the public square to happiness in cities. So you have places like New York City's High Line, or you have in Chicago, you have Millennial Park, or in Madison, you have the wonderful Capitol Square. The second idea that we had was that farmers markets were growing for ideological or values-related issues. And there's a whole field developing in political science and sociology that argues that as people have more disposable income, they don't simply shop based on where they can find the cheapest thing. They actually will spend some of their income supporting businesses where they agree with the values or the morals. And we thought in particular that there were two values or moral issues that might involve interest in farmers markets. The first would be public health and the problems that people know about with confined animal feeding operations. There are nearly 10,000 of those in the country now, according to the Union of Concerned Scientists. One of the big problems is the need for massive antibiotics to stave off disease when animals are confined by the tens or hundreds of thousands in a place and standing in their own manure. And that's created a problem for public health in that we now have superbugs that are increasingly resistant to antibiotic treatment in humans. There's the issue of air and water pollution from manure. CAFOs produce 65% of the animal manure in the U.S., and they produce 300 million tons per year, which is more than twice the amount of human waste.
And, sir, I want to get back a little to two of the points you made about the relational aspect, the farmers markets as a community of sorts, and the values aspect, that people go there to express their values. Now, I've heard farmers markets compared to a new kind of religion. And just briefly, before we let you go, what do you say to that? Can you compare it to a religion in a sense, in a broad sense?
Well, I don't know if that's a little bit strong, but certainly Bodie and I think of it as a social movement, as a political social movement, and Michael Pollan has said the same thing. I will tell you that I talked to a local vendor at the farmers market last week who said that to him, farmers are like religious figures. They are working terribly hard for the public interest, to do something for the public. They work very long hours, and sometimes they go broke, and he said he actually does think of them as religious figures.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sarah Rhines, professor of management and organizations at the University of Iowa. She was with us to talk about her new study called Resurgence of the Locavore.
You can call in about the resurgence of the locavore. Why do you think local farmers markets have become popular over the last several years? Why do you shop at them? What do you get out of it apart from the food? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Alfonso Morales joins us now. He's an associate professor of urban and regional planning and civil society and community studies at UW-Madison. Alfonso, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Veronica.
So let's just start with Sarah's last comment there. Religion and farmers markets, seeing farmers as these modern-day religious figures. What do you think about that?
I guess my family's part of the minor hierarchy then of the faith. So my family, I grew up on a farm in New Mexico, and my family's been farming and ranching in West Texas since about 1867. And I believe strongly that farming is an important role in the country, but farming as it might be thought of stereotypically is probably not the only kind of farming that there is. And so one of the things that we need to think about is how the number of markets that have come and gone in society sort of reflect the kinds of farming that has come and gone in society.
And when you hear this research that's emerging about farmers markets being a vortex for community and a place for people not to just buy food but to express their values, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I have a USDA-sponsored research project right now called Indicators for Impact that capacitates market managers. I've had the great fortune to be on Central Time to speak about that project. And for the last few years, we've been helping market managers track the involvement of the community at their market in social, ecological, economic, and health variables. And among the social variables, some of the things that we track are how many people come to the market, what kinds of events are held at the market, what kinds of opportunities then are there for people to visit with each other, to foster friendships, discover new relationships, get on with old friends. So clearly, marketplaces are an important venue for social relationships.
We're talking right now with Alfonso Morales. He's an associate professor of urban and regional planning and civil society and community studies at UW-Madison. We're talking about why Wisconsin is at the forefront of a national locavore trend.
You can call in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan, a regular customer at your local farmer's market? Why do you go? Is it the food? Is it meeting people you know, your farmer's market friends? Is it a sense of community? Is it the values you associate with the food you buy there? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're picking up our discussion now with Alfonso Morales of UW-Madison about the popularity of local foods in Wisconsin.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us why you do or don't go to farmers markets. What do you get? Do you like the produce? Is it a community experience for you? Do you sell at farmers markets? Why do you do that? How does it work out for you? Do you feel connected to the community you sell to? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Alfonso, in terms of where Wisconsin is in this whole movement, this farmers market-based local foods, locavore movement, why is Wisconsin at the forefront?
That's a great question, Veronica. I think that one of the central reasons is because we have a great tradition in the state of small family-owned farms. And as noted, as our previous guest noted, economic times became more difficult for those farmers. And research in the 70s, in the 60s, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s documented the change in the economy and the change in food retail activity. And away from farmers markets and small scale and to larger commercial grocery stores like what we see today. But in Wisconsin, the number of small farmers remained fairly steady, has decreased, clearly, but has continued, and small farmers, they're risk-averse. What they're always trying to do is create enough income from a variety of sources to stay in business. So they maintained the farmers market tradition. And another important thing, a second matter, was at the same time that Berkeley created a very important farmers market about 1971, to cater to largely middle class, affluent population. The Dane County Farmers Market was created in 1974 with largely the same impulse, to serve folks who recognized the quality of good food and missed it, knew that their parents were associated with it, saw what was available in grocery stores, and said, we can recover some of that flavor, some of the wonderful parts of having a farmers market socially, as well as for their own, for the taste of their food.
We're going to go to our callers now, let them in on the conversation. Linda is first in Lake Zurich, Illinois. Linda, hi.
Hi. I can't believe I'm on the radio.
Glad to have you. What do you think about why you like farmers markets?
Well, I love farmers market because the produce is so fresh. A lot of what you get is picked the same day within a couple hours of buying it. And I miss that in the winter months in Illinois because you usually cannot get any fresh produce at the grocery stores. So these couple months that you have in the summer, I really love to take advantage of the farmers market.
And what about this discussion we've been having about the values? Do you feel like there's either a sense that you're sort of shopping with your values when you're there, or that it is a community for you?
Yeah, I think it's values. I like that the food you're buying is made, or produced with some, values that don't include, large scale, animals. Being housed in cages. I like that what you're buying is something that was done in maybe a smaller capacity.
Linda, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate that. And Alfonso, when we talk values, what values are associated with farmers markets? What do people think that the values are when they go there?
That's a good question, Veronica. I think that the Farmers Market Coalition, who's our national partner in terms of this research, one of the things that we're trying to do is document the variety of values that people have in shopping at farmers markets. I think people think that of the farmers market as a place where they will foster their own social interests and social opportunities. So they have a sort of an individual interest and the value of individual relationships. But I also think that they value ecological concerns. I think that they value keeping money in the local economy. And so there's a number of different values that intersect in farmers markets. I think people value public health. I think that they value the opportunity that the local city or county or organization that fosters the market advances the community interest through developing in that market.
We're talking about the farmers market boom, sort of headquartered here in Wisconsin right now with Alfonso Morales from UW-Madison, talking about why farmers markets seem to reflect people's values. Many people saying that when they shop there, it does reflect their values. Is that true of you? You can let us know, 800-642-1234. Another quick call here from Kelly in Green Bay. Kelly, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
You know, I really enjoy farmers markets because I think it gives you an opportunity to get to know the people that sell there. You get to know the farmers, and you get really kind of get a sense of how they feel about what they do. And I think that's important because it's important to know where your food came from, to be able to trust how it was grown, how it was raised, and to know that the animals were raised and harvested in a humane way, know what they were fed, because the food you eat, you eat the same thing that the animals ate. So if you have, if you want to eat organic, if those are things that are important to you, sustainable farming is important to you, I think it's really important to support that. And you really do find that in the farmers market.
Kelly, thank you so much for that. And Kelly began that with saying, hey, you really get to know the farmers when you're there. She's referencing again that community. Let's talk about that community aspect. Does this become, in a sense, a community as though you might find in other groups of people, maybe a church, maybe a club? Is it a community of people who have things in common?
I think that they have the central thing in common of wanting to shop at the market. However, from there, I think that there's a variety of reasons that people have. They actually value very different things. No two people, people will have broadly similar values, I think. However, the mix in any given person may change a great deal. So I think that one of the interesting things about our work here in the state is working with small markets in different cities around the state, understanding the role that the markets have, not just for their economic, but also their social impact in those small towns.
And Alfonso, just briefly as we wrap up, where do you see this thing going? Wisconsin at the forefront with farmers markets right now. Do you see this movement just growing and getting bigger?
Well, we certainly aren't saturated. A dissertation student that I sponsored found that the USDA count of farmers markets in Wisconsin was off by about 15%. So we can be pretty sure that even official counts of farmers markets undercount the number that exists and the interest that people have in them.
Alfonso, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
That was Alfonso Morales, Associate Professor of Urban and Regional Planning and Civil Society and Community Studies at UW-Madison. He was joining us to talk about why Wisconsin is leading the nation when it comes to local food trends. We also spoke with Sarah Rines of the University of Iowa about her research on why local food markets have become so popular in recent years.